Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. I do it much better than that fraud from the other state. This is the Morning Shift. I am he is I, Squid Billy. My real name is Bo Morgan, but they call me Squid Billy. And then we got a cast of characters here. Let's start from the back to the front, right? Because on the other side of the glass, we have the most vanilla man in radio, the most awkward wave, and he'll soon to be proposed to, Dylan Matthews. she is the first lady of Atlanta baseball. She's proud of that today, the queen of tofu and the leader of Allie's Army, Miss Allie Mack. And then, you know, he's won a national title, is an All-American, claims to be the team captain. He's not. I am. And a Falcon, and he's kind of having some bad sleep because he's having some nightmares of his training camp past as we vastly approach it here in, what, July 22nd? We're 2 days away. His name is Michael. Don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. And together we're the Morning Shift, the best sports talk radio show in your mornings.
You just laughed at yourself, and I'm actually excited about that because we are now 5 minutes into the show, and that's one more time than you laughed yesterday. So I feel pretty good about it.
I don't know what you're talking about. We're not 5 minutes into the show. We're only
I feel like
minutes.
We are off and running for a Tuesday. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day.
This thought just crossed my mind because we were talking yesterday about Greg McElroy telling the story about your draft night and the bet you had made. Are you the only person in NFL history to lose money the night you were drafted?
No, absolutely not.
Shador Sanders. No. Shador Sanders is on line one, all right?
Okay.
That's such a good point.
Because he lost a lot, according to some. Those who, Abe Gordon, had him in like the first round, and Mel Kiper. Abe Gordon and Mel Kiper could probably write a book about their disappointment on that. But there's been others. Well, Laramie Tunsil, even though he still went in the first round, he lost some money with
There's a long list of people that probably went out and raged and partied after their draft. I was not one of them.
Mike's just the only one that bet against himself.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, in that context, I feel like you might be the only one that did that.
I like to think that's part
of
my persona. You know what I mean? Some people bet on themselves. Some people bet against themselves. It's like, you know what, man? I'll just be happily surprised if that happens.
Knowing some of your cousins, you're probably the only one of the group that does bet against himself.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah, a little humility goes a long way, I guess.
Well, I'm not trying to call people out, but there's some egos.
Bo, have you warned little baby Pork Chop that training camp is coming and she needs to get her sleep schedule on point?
I don't know. She's all over the place right now. But yeah, we had to take her yesterday because we didn't know if she was teething or maybe had an ear infection. I think it's just teething. She just definitely doesn't have the ear thing. And then she just proceeded to come home and sleep. And then we got her up for a few minutes, and she's like, yeah, I'm good. I want to go back to sleep.
Okay.
So I think her schedule right now is on point. It gets off on the weekends, but it's like she knows. It's like she knows that, like, it's a different schedule because she's not at her her meemaw's, as we call it. Yeah,
right.
So I don't know, man. That kid's already a kid of habit, so she's definitely mine.
Well, I know your sleep schedule is going to be very different with training camp just 2 days away. We're going to cover the top 5 Falcons training camp battles that we're going to be looking into. That'll be coming up at 6:20. And y'all, we've hit that time again. Dylan is in control of Top 5 Tuesday today. Love or hate his list, there are a conversation piece for
you. You want to go ahead and let out what it is?
I've got a banger lined up for y'all.
What is it?
Top 5 cereals. We're a morning show, and I feel like we haven't covered any really breakfast topics yet. So guess what?
Well, I'm going to cover that. That's a good list.
He's going to have like the regular Kicks, the regular Cheerios.
Yeah,
I'm going to say this.
I mean, yeah.
I think this will be my
cornflakes, not frosted.
No. I think this will be my least controversial list yet, but it's going to be my most tasty.
All right. I'm not even going to guess because I don't want to give it away. So, but yeah, I mean, there's a couple that's got to be included. Got to be. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, looking forward to that. It's 7:40 today, but let's talk about those Braves. They won, beat the Giants last night, 9-5 at Truist. The rookie, Drake Baldwin, had 6 RBIs. Ronald scored 3 times, one more than Freddy Gonzalez signaled for. Braves took a 5-1 lead in the first inning. So that theory that they need to jump ahead quick to win a game continues. Bryce Elder gave up 3 runs in 5 innings and picked up his 2nd straight win.
When the 6th inning started, Bummer comes in and they get 2 on with like 1 out.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to stop myself because I almost tweeted, because it was like 6-2, I think, at that point. And I almost tweeted, the Giants have the Braves right where they want them. Because you have a big lead and the bullpen's in. And based on, I don't know, the Yankees series, yeah, especially that Saturday night, that was exactly where they wanted them, but they did a good job. Drake Baldwin crushed for my fantasy team. I'm playing the top team in the league, and I'm the 6th seed. So I'm like, I'm literally just in the playoffs. And I was like, come on, Drake. Give me some RBIs early. So he did. He got me off. So I'm losing, but I'm close. But it was good to see him hit.
There was a pause in there, but
I know. I was gonna let it go.
you saw them bring up Sandy Leon, the veteran catcher, and I love how immediately people who claim to be Braves insiders, like, you know, some of the bloggers, were like, "Oh, you know what this means? It means that they're committed to Drake Baldwin and Sean Murphy and the DH. Like, nothing is immediate, because I don't think people don't realize that if you were to pull one of your, if both of your catchers are DH and you only have 2 and you need 1 to go in and catch, you now lose that spot for the game.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have a pitcher. So basically every move would be like a double switch, right? That was why that move was made, but it was good to see Drake hit. Acuna was phenomenal. Acuna gave Tim Hires love, which is the first time we've seen Hires get love all year, the Braves batting coach, for his plate discipline.
Yeah. I'm a little bit disappointed that you didn't lead with the leading story of the Ronald Acuna stuff, the fact that he was in the 3-hole yesterday.
He's been in the 3-hole for a week. Welcome back.
I know. But it's a little disappointing to me that you have yet to, because I wasn't going to needle you yesterday. It's a little bit disappointing. And by the way, ding, they didn't play 4 times last week while I was gone.
No, he started that on Saturday.
Okay, here's the thing.
So
I was told, as much as you want to needle Abe Gordon for his Shadur Sanders take, I was told that he couldn't. You just don't move Ronald out of the leadoff spot. You don't do that. You don't. Hey, Marcelo Zuna's got to play. You're not going to play both catchers at the same time. You're just not going to do it.
Well, this is what desperation looks like.
I know. I was desperate 3 weeks ago when I brought it up.
But also, I would dare to tell you, why don't you tell me how many RBIs Ronald Acuna has in that 3-hole? Go ahead. Tell me. I'd love to hear him. Yeah.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because you said the whole point was to get him to produce RBIs gets hits. And it's still the same thing. And Matt Olson is getting on. And actually, I think he has like 2, and I think they were solo home runs. So
my point was that you need more speed at the top of the lineup and, you know, an actual leadoff hitter. Yerkes Profar gets a stolen base last night. How about that?
Oh yeah.
Stolen base, you're right.
He has more speed than the guy has what's
40,
70?
Not saying that Ronald Acuna doesn't have speed. And that's cool if you want to take that narrative somewhere else.
You literally just said that.
He's not stealing bases. He's not stealing bases like he was for his 40-70 season 2 years ago.
Part of it's because he's not getting. He's also got to get on and then be aggressive.
Yeah.
And
I think they pulled the reins back on him being aggressive
with Olsen there at two because
I just thought you were a little more of a stand-up person than that. I thought for sure that we'd walk in here and he would be like, you know what, man, the offense has a good night last night with Ronald Acuña in the three hole, and it's time that we kind of talk about.
You really think that Ronald Acuña in the three hole is the reason they scored 9 runs? I'm pretty sure it's because the guy couldn't throw a freaking strike for the first. That literally they had to remove him from the game because he couldn't throw a strike, and then it became a bullpen game.
Yeah.
So sure, okay.
That's just disappointing.
Had Ronald gotten went 3 for 5 with 6 RBIs instead of Drake Baldwin, maybe you could say that. But Drake Baldwin was hitting in the four hole, so if Ronald's getting on, he's most likely going to be on when he came up anyways.
I do think this Ronald being put in the third spot came up. Dylan, correct me if I'm wrong. This came out when we were in the middle of our live broadcast at Murph's.
Yep, Saturday.
Yeah, we took a moment to really sit.
Grant said it to us.
Grant brought it up. Mm. And I know.
Grant with his little inception comment.
You guys were both disappointed by it. But I think we covered it and did say this is a new level where we're trying anything to get this team to get a couple wins.
Yeah. Well, the frustrating part for me is it's too little too late. It's too little too late. Like, that ship has sailed, and it's nice to get a win yesterday. I told you guys yesterday, I'm looking forward to wondering what these guys can do looking towards next season. And the good thing is you got a couple of answers, and you're starting to get a couple more answers. Ozzie Albies with another hit last night, another RBI. Drake Baldwin was just absolutely tearing the cover. These are future-facing players or future, forward-facing players. And Ronald Acuña in the three hole, I believe, is part of the future.
So is Ozzie getting hits because Ronnie's in the three hole, or is Michael Harris changing his batting stance because Ronald's in the three hole?
It's weird.
I'm just wondering why this is the hill you want to die on. You brought this up,
you
not me.
I know. I'm trying to actually make a comment on it if I can get any airtime. All right.
Well, you want
to hold everybody accountable in terms of their bad takes, but you told me 3 weeks ago Ronald Acuña would never leave the leadoff hole. It didn't make any sense, and I was not listening to you when you were saying.
And guess what?
You're not listening to me. You're not hearing what I'm saying. I'm like, dude, I'm hearing everything. There's just no good reason why he can't be in the three.
What I'm trying to tell you is while you want to take this victory lap, it's not producing runs from him. He's not sitting in the three hole getting RBIs right now. That's my whole thing. So had he been here, I think this will be the seventh game tonight that he's done it because he played 2 that weekend, 3, then last night was 6. If he was sitting there with 5 to 7 RBIs after that stretch, I would say, well, you know what? I was wrong. You're right. It was clearly working.
That's a shame, man.
But he's not.
This is so shameful.
He's got 24 RBIs.
It's just
he's got 24 RBIs, and in 6 games, I think he has 2, and those are all solo home runs.
It's like
maybe even just 1.
Refusing to take ownership of your take. It sucks.
You're acting like it's worked. It hasn't.
It's happened. You told me it couldn't happen.
I said it shouldn't happen. I said it's the one thing I would never do.
Congratulations to the Braves on a win last night.
Tonight, the series will continue with the Giants' David Daniel on the mound against Landon Roop. And coming up, we're going to switch gears a little bit. We are just days away from Falcons training camp. Let's break down those training camp battles that we need to keep an eye on. That is next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app. The Morning Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats.
Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It's the morning shift. I am Allie Mack. We've got Mike here, Bo, and Dylan behind the glass in less than 52 hours until practice at Falcons training camp kicks off. We will be broadcasting live from Flowery Branch on Thursday, bringing you exclusive on-site coverage of Falcons training camp. We kick it off, then the Steakhouse, Andy and Randy, they continue broadcasting live from Flowery Branch. And then when practice wraps up, you can join Dukes and Bell at Hooters at the Mall of Georgia. Coverage is brought to you by your North Georgia Honda dealers and by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party. Live coverage of Falcons training camp starts this Thursday, July 24th on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. And I swear, every time you mention Falcons training camp around the station these last couple weeks, everyone's eyes just light up. How excited are the both of you to get out there?
I'm beyond. Like, I was, and you guys know that I was on vacation last week. I'm driving home, and that's all I could think about. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking, and we're going to talk later today about position battles, but I'm starting to think about position battles. I'm starting to think about preseason games. I'm starting to think about, you know, schematically what the differences might be and what the opportunities are ahead of this team. It's just, it's a weird feeling because every team in the NFL thinks that they're going to turn over a new leaf for the most part. I mean, there's some that are like, yeah, you know, not great, but everybody thinks they're going to turn over a new leaf, and you just, you know, you feel like the possibilities are endless if you can catch fire in the right situation with the right players. So I'm stoked, man. And this is the way I always get around training camp this time, you know, since the playing days, that is, because anxiety's out the window.
You have no anxiety this time of the year? None? You feel, it feels like you have some today. You're very
not
you're very hostile.
You didn't like the Ronald Acuña thing.
No, I don't have anything to do with it. You just you just feel like you have a little bit of extra energy. I mean, it's okay. Man. Maybe you're worried about all the secrets Greg McElroy told us off the air about you. But it's all good. Look, SEC Media Days, is something that for years in my career has started. And then you know that once that happens, you're right around the corner. It's fun to get out there. It's almost like, for me, because I don't get out of the office much these days. And so it's kind of like you seeing all your, it's kind of like the first day back at school. Cause you know, everybody sees your friends and the media, and then the ones you don't like. So like there's some people you walk by and you don't talk about, don't talk to. And then there's others who are like, hey, I said
that. Only him. That's only him. Dylan's laughing. He's like, that's only Bo.
Well, I was going to say, that was like, a very hey, Squid like Billy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. I'm the only person in the world that doesn't like anybody else. Yeah, you're right. No, I'm just the one with the balls to say it. You're
it's
right.
It's just weird that that's came true up enough. In your training camp preview. Like, you see all the people you don't like.
No, my thing was just that, like, usually when somebody uses the first day of school, now they only talk about the excitement of seeing their friends part. I've never heard up until this point anybody also throw in the people that seeing the people that they don't like. That yeah. That's what made it Squid Billy for me. Now you're right. You are the one that has the testicular fortitude to say it. So I give you your kudos on that.
Look, there's for the most part, I love all of my media brethren. There's just one or two that, you know, you just know. And but look, it's fun. I mean, I've already started arguing with D-Led on Twitter, so you know I'm in mid-season form.
There we go.
And D-Led and I are you know what the best part is D-Led and I are cool. Like I've known him for years, and him and I get along great. But I ain't opposed to calling him out and
yeah, either.
We have fun with it.
The frustrating part about D-Led, and I felt this way as a player, doesn't seem like he's a Falcons fan.
Oh, he's the like, he's the furthest thing from
it. I know.
It.
You're like, dude, aren't you like is it not that like the better we do as a team that the better you're gonna do as a beat writer? But he didn't see it that way.
But D ain't gonna say, no,
man, I gotta tell the truth.
I'm not afraid to say it, you know.
he thinks he's got the testicular fortitude. Like,
I do remember last year when I was filling in on the show, Bo, you did like a line by line comparison. How Miami and the Dolphins, they had an article out, and it was like everybody was cheering, Tua, Tua. And then you did read a piece from D-Led that was like so harsh. So he was like, why don't
I remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like, getting diced up.
It's like Michael Penix made a dime throw. Yeah, but it wouldn't have counted because he'd have got sacked on the right side. And it's like, okay. All right, D.
Awesome.
Thanks.
D, it's 7-on-7. What do you
think? Yeah.
Like, Jesus.
Looked a little late to me. But.
Well, you two look at this game so different from the typical fan. Mike, former Falcon yourself. Bo, traveling with the team for how many years now?
I don't know, like 12, 13. That's too many to count anymore.
So you definitely look at things a lot differently than most Falcons fans. I want to get into the top five training camp battles that we need to keep an eye on in your perspective.
Yeah, I think we've talked about, look, we're going to do honorable mentions first. Yeah. And one of the ones for me is...
There's two left.
This is funny because you're in July, late July, early August, when I'm like, well, personally, I kind of want to see who can win that fourth wide receiver battle.
Yeah, the nuts between, and the bolts, baby.
You know, you got Casey Washington coming back for his second year. Probably he looks like dude looks like a workout warrior.
He is very impressive,
and he can move. Look, I was impressed by him last year at camp and. Didn't really translate to getting much on the field time, but I think our wide receiver core was a lot better 1 through 4 than they actually get credit for to this day because it's pretty much the same 4. But you know, Nick Nash is a guy that's come in and got a lot of hype as an undrafted rookie free agent because of what he did in college. I think Casey Washington's got to play to Illinois, who has all the tools. Can he put it together? And so, to me, that's like a battle for the fourth wider, or even and can they upset Kadarryl Hodge? Because I think Kadarryl Hodge is the incumbent, right? Because you got Drake, you've got Darnell, you've got Ray. Those are your top three. And I'm just talking wide receiver, not tight end. But can one of those guys kind of push Kadarryl Hodge? Because Kadarryl Hodge is going to be on this team. This is a Pro Bowl player. We've seen that he can make plays when on the field as a receiver. But he is an absolute stud on the special team side.
Yeah, I'm actually – I would say that's more – to me, in my opinion, it's more a battle for the fifth wide receiver spot. And you'll carry 5 wideouts, you know, 9 times out of 10. So I'm not as big on Casey Washington. You and I have had this conversation. I'm not as big on Casey Washington as Bo is. I think he's a specimen of a player. To me, there's still some things to be desired as far as ball skills go. And look, he had a couple of, you know, weeks where he was active last year in the middle of the season. I brought up the name Chris Blair to Bo because Chris Blair was somebody towards the end of the year that started getting more playing opportunities. I think he had a catch either against the Giants or against Washington that was an explosive play. And I think he's got some tools. I think he's got some top-end speed, some ball skills to be able to get it done. To me, though, Kadarius Hodges, I don't know, I feel like he's locked in as the fourth. You know, and look, if, you know, we saw it last year when Drake London goes down, he's the guy that plugs in and kind of that 11 personnel. So I just think that he's a guy because the fact that you know he's going to be active that will probably get most of those.
Can I ask you a question real quick? Is sometimes where, you know, which guy gets that time based on who comes off the field? Like, because if Drake comes off, you want Kadarius Hodges. They're very similar in body type and everything. And honestly, I think they're top end speed, I think they're similar. Maybe Kadarius got him a little bit, but as far as what they look like, but maybe if Darnell went down, you would replace him with a Casey Washington type player?
For sure. For sure. And I think that happened numerous times last year with, and I'm drawing a blank on his name. There was another wide receiver that was active a couple of times last year where, when Darnell was out, maybe in the, you know, the final week of the season. I have to look it up, but there's different.
It was Chris uses. Blair or Casey.
I don't think Chris Blair played in week 18. It might've been Casey. But there's just certain opportunities for certain players. And you mentioned it, it's hard to find time. If you want Kadarius Hodges to be the fourth wide receiver, right, it's hard to find time to get him in that one or, you know, power slot role or whatever else it may be. You have to script out the plays. If you're Zach Robinson, say, all right, I want to get Kadarius Hodges one rep at this, two reps at this as Drake London's backup, but I also want to see us when we go 10 personnel and go four wide receivers, you know, to be able to do that. So there's a lot of scripting that has to go into it, and that's one of the challenges of training camp. That's one of the reasons you script personnel packages and try to – it's just tough, man. You only have so many snaps in the day. It's quick practices. You're trying to get good looks, and then you also have to, you know, worry about what the defense is running. You don't want to put Kadarius Hodges in for a rep where he's going to get a ball thrown to him and, you know, face an all-out blitz by Jeff Ulbrich's defense. It's like, dude, that didn't really pay off the way we thought it would. So, yeah, we'll see what happens with that. To me, Kadarius Hodges locked in at four. I'd be curious to see what happens with the back end of that wide receiver core. To me, though, the one that – and Bo brought up the fact that, you know, you start getting the nuts and bolts. I was like, man, who's going to win that backup center spot? You know what I mean? And everybody laughs because I'm like, oh, the old O-lineman talking about the backup center spot. It turned out to be a massive spot last year. Ryan Newsel started half the games. And you look at the fact that Javon Gwynn's now going into year three as a draft pick. I'm trying to remember, was it Matthew Sendrick you brought in as a guy who's a free agent out of college? So I think there's a couple of opportunities there, but it's a big spot, man. You don't want to go into the season not knowing who that backup center is, given the circumstances that may happen in front of you. And we saw last year that that's a big role to play.
Yeah, we even saw what's my guy's name? We even saw he was a former draft pick from here and left, and he came back and was a backup center for a couple weeks.
Matthew Hennessy.
Thank you. I don't know where Hennessy is right now. I apologize. I hope that doesn't hurt anybody's feelings. But if they don't like what they see from Gwynn or Cendric, could they try, if he's out there, try to bring back in a Matthew Hennessy, either whether he's on, if he's on a roster or not? If he's not on a roster and he doesn't make it, he's on a practice squad somewhere, could they try to bring him back because of his familiarity with the system?
Just heads up, Hennessy's on the 49ers right now.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. I mean, no, that what make, and I say that, I wasn't being sarcastic to Dylan. I'm just saying that makes sense because where, like, how many players go, and I think that's where Hennessy was, that system is one that was being ran here when Hennessy was drafted.
Yeah, he's
San Francisco runs. And it's not much different from the system we have now.
And honestly,
Shanahan systems are all similar.
Right. And if Matthew Hennessy had three different places he could have gone, you're gonna, with his ability and the style he plays with, you're gonna sign for San Francisco.
Yeah,
like that's the place you're gonna be for him. So even if that was his only option, yeah, that's a good spot for
him. I hope he makes it. I like Matthew Hennessy.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna continue this breakdown of the battles to keep an eye on at training camp. That will be we'll bring it back up at 7 o'clock. But coming up next, we're gonna cover the teams that are showing up for training camp today, and we've got my Ali Mac drop. Some head coaches are a little bit more particular about their needs, and we've got their list of requirements. It's interesting. We'll get into it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
The Odyssey.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah. We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie. Mike is to my left. Beau's across from me and Dylan's behind the glass. Now, the Braves and Reds uniforms for the Speedway Classic.
Come on.
At Bristol Motor Speedway. Did you see these?
Yes!
Oh, my gosh. So that game is happening August 2nd. These uniforms were revealed yesterday. I have retweeted them out from the @929 Morning Shift Twitter account if you want to check it out. But the Reds have a checkered flag on the bill of their cap.
Yes.
Pretty cool. Braves yes. have flames. Love that.
Yes.
And the font for their numbers on the back look more like racing numbers.
Dude. And everybody that was tagged in these posts, NASCAR, like, you know me. Like, I'm all over this thing. NASCAR's being tagged. It's got the NASCAR fonts on the numbers and everything else. The flame, the Jeff Gordon-style Rainbow Warriors flames coming off the bill of the hat. I thought it was incredible. Like, I'm so stoked about this entire event and the fact that two things I love and I'm passionate about are getting a chance to cross over. It's just awesome. Like, to see the Braves and NASCAR tagged in the same Instagram post, I'm like, yeah!
Are you considering going at all?
Oh, if the Falcons were not in training camp, yes, I'd be there, like 100%. Bristol Motor Speedway is on the list of places I want to go see a race. I've been to a ton of NASCAR track. Bristol's not one of them. And to be able to see a baseball game there would be an incredible feeling. So I won't get a chance to do it this year, but I hope it's something they do in the future. And it looks like everybody's pretty stoked about it, man. Tickets look like they're pretty much dried up.
Yes. Amazing that someone who claims to be just such a bigger fan than me has never been to a historic track like Bristol. I've been there multiple times.
You been to Martinsville?
No, I want to go so bad. You been to Darlington?
Nope.
Yeah, well, I have.
Bo, how did you like the uniforms that were?
I don't like the Braves hats.
What?
I don't like them.
What? I just got done saying I love them.
Love them too.
So
I also love them.
Well, that's good for you. I don't like the flames. I would rather have the checkered, like the flag, like the Reds have.
Yeah.
But because when I see the Braves hat, I think of one thing, and I don't know if Mike can you guess what I think of when I look at the Braves hats?
I just said Jeff Gordon. I mean, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Like, yeah.
And I'm not. And while I like Jeff Gordon now, and I have a lot of respect for him, the NASCAR fan in me sees it and is like, ah.
Really?
Like, yeah, like, uh-uh. I don't, no, I don't want my, I'm not a, again, wasn't Jeff Gordon fan as a driver. So seeing, like, my team wear a hat that looks like he should be driving for it, especially when everyone knows the biggest Braves fan out there was Dale Earnhardt Sr., it just irritates me.
Yeah. And
it just doesn't sit right with me.
Dale Sr., best friends with Jody Davis, former Braves catcher.
Yeah.
I always get cracked up about that. And I think it's the first time they've ever done special helmets and hats.
The helmets look
special
cool.
Helmets
the Reds
for,
have.
For a one-off game like mm-hmm. this. You know what I mean? They do these from time to time. You've seen them play in Birmingham, seen them play, you know, at different places, you know, the – what is the field with the corn and everything else going? You know, the Little League World Series.
Field of Dreams, you mean?
Field of Dreams, but I was more thinking about Williamsport. I was thinking about what's the Little League World Series field that they play at sometimes, too?
Williamsport.
Yeah.
This shows me how different.
Oh, yeah, because since you're so good with words all the time, this guy over here.
Hey, man, where's that, you know, the field with corn?
I've seen Field of Dreams like 25 years ago. I haven't seen it since.
So, I mean, it's only one. It's only like, if not the best, one of the three greatest baseball movies and one of the five best sports movies of all time. But yeah,
I've ranked them before.
Oh, have you? I don't know.
It's so good.
I don't remember much of what you do.
It does show me how different we are, though, because when I saw the flames on the hat, I thought Hot Wheels. Like, I didn't think.
Yeah, I saw it and thought Jeff Gordon immediately, and I was just
I was like, ick.
And the number's okay in the back. You know.
If they sent you a promo version of it, would you not wear it because you don't like the flames on the hat, man?
Well,
I wear it.
It would depend on how the hat fit my head, but I'm not saying I wouldn't wear it. I'm just saying if you want to send me one, you can.
Well. We know Falcons training camp kicks off Thursday here. They report tomorrow, but many other teams are reporting today. The Arizona Cardinals, Houston Texans, Rams, Saints, and the Eagles. So, Mike, what is move-in day, report day like? What are you bringing?
Well, that's a whole other thing. We had a good time last year, Bo and I, interviewing people and asking them what they had to have. You bring your box fan, your floor fan. You bring your Keurig. You probably, some guys bring, especially now, they have more free time than we did, you know, 15 years ago. You bring your gaming console, whatever it may be, your laptop. I mean, things like that. There are people that, you know, bring their own mattresses. I remember distinctly on move-in day, you'd have a couple people bringing just straight up Serta sleepers, you know, just
really?
Like, just, you know, double teaming them in there and being able to move in or sleeping on certain mattresses. Who was it last year we had that somebody brought a special, like, fan that goes under the... one of those fans that goes under the comforter. I can't remember who that was we were talking to. They're like, got to have that, you know, the cold air blowing under the comforter. But it's just something. There's a bit for everybody in terms of what you need to have during training camp. And the longer you're doing it, the more you learn what those things are.
I just love some of the names of the facilities. You know, like Broncos Park, powered by Common Spirit. Or, you know, Intermountain Health Performance Center, which is where the Raiders are. And then the Chargers is just the Bolt, and but you got some Ortho Virginia Training Center at Commander's Park. I mean, it's like some of these Quest Diagnostics training facilities. This is funny.
IBM Performance Field.
Yeah, that's ours.
Yeah,
it's just funny how some of them are, and then you've got the teams that have less, like the Panthers are just at Bank of America Stadium. So, and you know. It's just funny how some of these Staybridge Suites is where the Cowboys are.
Yeah, also known as the Star, I believe. But they are they in?
But that's
they're
in
Oxnard.
Oxnard. Yeah.
How long do they stay in Oxnard? Is it 2 weeks?
I don't know. I guess till camp breaks.
No, that's not
right.
It. No, they finish camp at home. I
sure.
Remember. Yeah. I think it's 2 weeks.
Did you learn that on Hard Knocks or something?
Well, switching over to the NBA for a moment, Chris Paul is going back to the Clippers for his 21st season, potentially last season.
Hoop dreams, baby. Chris Paul back in the, like, I, you know how long Chris Paul has been in the fold? Here's how long Chris Paul has been around. When I was at the 2008 Sugar Bowl, our strength coach, Scott Cocker, in front of the show, who we've had on before, he had just left 2 years prior being the strength coach of the New Orleans Hornets and had Chris Paul at practice with us. And Chris Paul, at that time, was already a superstar. And that was 17 years ago. The man was already a superstar 17 years ago. Dude's been around forever.
I actually don't mind this move at all for the Clippers. Now, this Clippers team is old. Let's not make no sense about it. This Clippers team is very much veteran. But I think that could help them as long as they can stay healthy. Health is obviously going to be the huge question for this team. But you talk about Chris Paul. You talk about James Harden. You talk about Kawhi Leonard. Bradley Beal added to the fold. They also got Brooke Lopez this offseason. They can stay healthy. I'm not saying this team that can win a championship, but I think they will be a tough out in the West.
So, all right. That's all great. You want to know how long he's been in the league?
22 years.
21 is what she just said. But all the fabulous points Dylan's got, there's been 6 Hawks GMs, not counting the one that didn't draft him. Billy Knight, then Rick Sun, then Danny Ferry, Coach Bud, Schlink, Landry Fields, and then Ansi Saleh would be 7.
Wow.
But 6 have been here since they fired Billy Knight, who passed on Chris Paul.
For Marvin Williams, oh goodness.
Yeah, old Big Booty Williams.
That stat you're talking about is one of the reasons I have a hard time when we talk about draft busts. You know, when we're talking about like, hey, man, that guy was a bust. I'm like, or was your GM a bust? Like, or was the guy picking him? How do you run through that many people and keep saying, well, these guys are busts? Maybe it's something else.
But that's what you and I know. It's not just the GM being a bust, not just the player being a bust. It's the coaches not developing. It's not finding coaches that will fit a system. Because when you have, you know, those things, but like where now that only that was one, but one of the drafts Billy Knight had, he like flat out told you who he was going to draft. It's just awful.
Does Chris Paul have any kids that are like going to enter the league anytime soon? I feel like he's on the LeBron track.
No, his oldest son is still a solid ways away. So Chris, this is definitely going to be Chris Paul's last year in the league, and so he ain't going. Chris Paul Jr. ain't going to make it before Chris Paul gets
out. Good for him, man. Good for that guy.
Funny thing was, is before Billy Knight, you had Stan Kasten, who was the GM in 1979, and then Pete Babcock took over in 1990 for him. And those two went from 79 to 2003, right? That's a hell of a run. And then now you've had 7 since 2003, or you're on your 7th, I should say.
Well, before we get to Mac Drop, I do want to mention the Premier League Summer Series is coming to Atlanta and Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game wants you to be a part of the action. All you need to do is listen to Dukes and Bell daily for chances to win tickets to see West Ham face Bournemouth and Manchester United take on Everton August 3rd at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That is all during Dukes and Bell this week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You know, we always hear the particular needs that celebrities have, and we call them out for it. Like, I remember back in the day, there was a lot of confusion over, like, the Backstreet Boys requiring 24 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and, like, the math doesn't math there because there's 5 of them, 24 sandwiches. J-Lo requires like an all-white green room wherever she goes to do a concert.
Who was it?
Ludacris is Ryder from the – when he played 90K Day or 100
yes,
whatever
that's
it was.
What I was going to ask. Who was that? Was it him?
That was Ludacris. Wow. He had like – it was like 6 boxes of like Trojan condoms and all kinds. I mean, you can Google the Ryder, but there was definitely rubbers on there. Can you say that on the air? I don't know.
Well, I mean, so we give celebrities a lot of flack for that, but apparently some college football head coaches and schools have some diva tendencies as well. CBS Sports compiled a list of requirements in their contracts, and some of these are just so good.
Let's hear it.
So let's start with Bill Belichick.
Oh, God.
He's got a...
I hope it's not the same list of demands as Ludacris.
Mine, don't take it there. No, his is pretty standard. He has a $1 million buyout if he leaves for another job.
Oh, wow, that's easy.
It could be very easy for him to buy that out, go back to the NFL.
He's like, all right, I'm out. No big deal.
Yeah.
$1 million. He'd pay that out of his pocket.
So Phil Longo, this one's a little bit strange. Phil Longo at Sam Houston needs a $50 a month allowance for his cell phone, which I get. But it just seems like a little bit petty, and it doesn't really cover the full cell phone bill.
$50.
$50.
Honey, I think my bill just for my phone is like $50 a month. Jeez, what kind of phone plan does he have?
I know. Rich Rodriguez at West Virginia needs a family membership at a golf club. Bo, I feel like this is something you would put in your contract.
Yeah, but you know what, Allie? He has to pay for his own food and beverage. But that's a good one. I think that's a good one, actually.
Probably better than he was getting at Jacksonville State for the last few years. I always love Rich Rodriguez. He turned down the Bama job. Thank you, Rich.
Funny thing is, it's not like he can't afford his own membership. I mean,
exactly. That's kind of the point of all of this. Like, they could definitely afford these things. So Matt Drinkall from Central Michigan. This one is interesting because it seems like the school has some weird bougie needs here. They actually put in his contract that he will have to pay a fine if he doesn't show up to do a press conference on the 9th or 10th of the month. And that fine is $500,000. His base salary is $415,000.
Yeah.
So
I'll be there. I will be there. I promise you.
That is how you get fired as an agent.
They got an insurance policy on that little caveat.
That is like the fine print when you find out you're buying a house and they're like, wait, the refrigerator and it just doesn't come with it? What's going on here?
Right. So Zach Kittley at Florida Atlantic, this is one of the weirdest contract details. The school can reassign a head coach to another position in the university as long as it does not include manual labor and can let that person work remotely. They've actually had to use this clause before. So Willie Taggart was reassigned to the school's facilities department when he was relieved of his duties as head coach.
That sounds like something you'd see at like a city school, like at Rome or something. They'd be like, "Oh, we're going to send you to the school board."
The manual labor part, like, yeah, you went from coaching a football team to you're building the pitching mound.
Yeah, like how far do they take this thing?
It down.
And you're requiring them to show up. That's unbelievable. That one's crazy.
How about this one though? And I feel like nobody would sign this contract. Willie Simmons at Florida International University basically has a clause that says you will get along with your boss or else.
Why? Like, so they can fire him if his boss just doesn't like him.
Right. If they don't get along, they have to get along.
That is how you fire your agent. That's like 100%.
I don't
100%.
Know. I don't know. Owen, your employer at the end of the payday or end of the year might be away as well.
At the end of your press conference.
Does that mean his buyout is null and void? If he doesn't get along?
Crazy.
That's the one thing. I know you don't have the answer to that. That's not on the list. I've seen the list, but that'd be like, nah, man, I'm good.
Well, it's all very subjective, too. Like, no, I swear we get along. Hey, real quick, though, Kennesaw State, Jerry Mack, he has incentive to show up at fundraising events. If a fundraiser makes $50,000, he gets a $5,000 bonus. I think that seems fair.
Say that one more time. Slow that down.
Goes to an event, a fundraising event that makes at least $50,000.
Okay.
He gets $5,000.
Okay, so he's 10%.
Yeah.
So wait.
But you got to get to the $50,000 mark.
You got to get to the $50,000 mark.
Yeah, I don't like that because then you're not getting $50,000 because when you take like that. No, I don't know. I think that's a little bit.
It's also not charity at that point. But
that's another good point.
However,
I don't think that money was ever going to charity. That money was going to the facilities.
Right. Yeah, but that's true.
But once you pay for everything that put on the fundraiser, then you got to pay the coach to show up. Now you're like, yeah, we raised $50,000. Yeah, and the school sees $7,000.
But if you swinging your weight around at an event brings in $50,000, it could be warranted.
Did you want to hear a couple of things from that ludicrous writer?
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
I don't think so.
Let's pause on it. Hold those. We'll get to it on the other side because it is less than 52 hours until Falcons training camp. So we got to talk about it. We're going to talk about those top 5 battles to keep your eye on next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated,
but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.